We've been consistently debunking all of these Donald Trump scams, these media engineered propaganda moments that look like, frankly, like Saddam Hussein in Iraq or Gaddafi in Libya or Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And the most recent example of that is when Donald Trump left the trial. He went to a firehouse and he just brought over pizza. It's one of his go-to moves. He brings pizza. It's often stale pizza. Sometimes the boxes are empty. He brings it to the firefighters. He has the media show up. Right-wing media is there to kind of give it the propaganda touch. You have corporate media there that just shows him doing it. And it looks like what a nice gesture. He's going to the firehouse with this pizza. He's not doing it for the fire department. In fact, when he was in office, his policies hurt workers, hurt unions, and actually work to hurt these first responders if you actually look at what his policies are. But he and his team realize if you show up with pizza, you shake some hands, you've got the media covering it, it works. It's this propaganda-fueled media that buys this hook, line, and sinker. That's why we always call it out here on the Midas Touch Network. So the most recent scam that he did, remember, we reported on the bodega scam, the Chick-fil-A scam. Recently, he went to Wisconsin and made up that this worker was suffering under Biden but did well under him, when in fact the worker opened the business under Biden in like 2023 for the first time. We showed you how Donald Trump went into a non-union shop in Michigan, pretended it was a union shop. We showed you Donald Trump claimed he was with workers. He was with this guy, Vish Murra, who worked with George Santos and other MAGA Republicans. You know, we've been specifically going item by item. Here's the most recent one, where Trump delivers old stale pizza to a firehouse in Manhattan. He leaves it sitting around for the firefighters, and the pizza sitting there as they wait for his photo op. And then he kind of comes back. They have to then give him the pizza that's been sitting there for like a half hour. And then he brings that stale pizza back to them. And then he like takes the box as he's bringing it to them and like shakes it. So the cheese is probably going all over the place. But he gets his media photo op right there. Another stage moment, a total phony. And when I say that he's a phony as well, I mean, we know that in each and every regards. But like, he calls the FDNY NYFD. I mean, think about it. As Peter Henline, is a DeSantis supporter, who he said, Trump is supposedly a lifelong New Yorker, is unaware that the fire department there, the most famous fire department in all of the world, is called FDNY. Donald Trump goes, thank you, NYFD. Apparently lived in New York your whole life. It's FDNY. And as Ron Filipkowski, our editor-in-chief, states, I'm not from New York City like Trump, but I always thought it was FDNY. Here's another post by Donald Trump. A true honor to visit the NYFD this evening in Manhattan. Filipkowski writes, the real New York City man of the people doesn't know it's FDNY despite spending his entire life in the city. He just wants the photo op. So our researchers and writers at the Midas Touch Network, though, expose this most recent photo op. Here's what Patriot Takes writes. Trump already delivered pizzas to the FDNY. And then we have a timeline. At 5:34, two pizzas arrived at the firehouse. At 5:41 p.m., six more pizzas arrived. At 5:54, a staffer for Trump sets aside two pizzas. At 5:57 p.m., a staffer walks two pizzas to Trump. At 5:58 p.m., Trump accepts and redelivers the pizza. At 6:01 p.m., Trump inspects the pizza. And then at 6:10 p.m., you have more of Donald Trump like just showing off these pizzas. Like the whole thing is incredibly weird right here, incredibly odd. Pull up that Patriot Takes post one more time. And then Trump leaves the cold pizzas and the photo op. He got the photo op that he wanted. Take a look at this video so you can track the time of when everything's going down. We just listed it for you. And then I want to show you that this is just a stunt that he repeats over and over again. Let's just play this video, and this is edited and cut by our research team. Play this clip.
Yesterday, Donald Trump staged another scam, pretending to deliver pizzas to firefighters in New York. It turns out he actually already delivered pizzas to the fire department. So you see at 5:34 p.m., two pizzas arrive. At 5:41 p.m., you see six more pizzas arrive. At 5:54 p.m., you see a staffer set aside two pizzas. Then at 5:57 p.m., you see a staffer walk two pizzas to Trump as Donald Trump arrives to the location. At 5:58 p.m., Donald Trump arrives to the location and you see him accept the pizzas from the staffer and then re-deliver them to the firefighters. And you could see the way Donald Trump is even handling these pizzas, that if there is anything even in these boxes, these pizzas are completely destroyed. The cheese is everywhere. It's a total mess. Then at 6:01 p.m., you see Donald Trump inspecting the pizzas. At 6:10 p.m., Trump leaves the cold pizza there and leaves the photo op. Another successful scam.
Okay, so sometimes when I'm not reading MidasTouch.com or I'm not preparing videos here, I want some news about the climate, about tech, about food, and about style. And so I get my political news from Midas Touch, but when it comes to climate, tech, food, and style, you know where I get that from? It's the Washington Post. This podcast is sponsored by the Washington Post. And so if you're listening to the Midas Touch podcast, if you're listening to Legal AF, if you're listening to the shows here on our network, you know the great work that Washington Post does in those areas. The Washington Post helps you go deeper on the news that matters most to you, and their journalists bring you the facts and provide clarity about what's happening on those issues. When it's climate, tech, food, style, Washington Post is where I go. In a rush and need to catch up quickly on the day's most important things on those topics, you know where I go? I go to the Washington Post. And what's so cool is that the Washington Post is sponsoring the Midas Touch podcast now. It's a great sponsor, huh? Moving on up the Midas Touch Network. So now's the time to sign up for the Washington Post and check out those areas. And the Washington Post is agreeing to like one of the best deals with us. So you go to washingtonpost.com/Midas and subscribe for just 50 cents per week. It's only 50 cents per week for your first year. That's 80% off their typical offer. So this is truly a steal. It's unreal what they're doing here. Once again, it's washingtonpost.com. /Midas, subscribe for 50 cents per week for your first year. Tell me what you think. So you saw he just basically leaves the pizza there. And just take a look when he holds the pizza and what he does with it as well, making it not edible. Just watch him like shake the pizza and put the cheese everywhere. Here, play this clip. And this is a stunt he pulls over and over again. He doesn't actually help the people. His policies don't help the people. But he just says, look, I'm going to make it bigger. I'm going to help you. Look what I'm doing. I'm giving you the pizza. It is the most BS propaganda. And the crazy thing is, though, is that, you know, we used to see this again. Saddam Hussein's Iraq, Kim Jong-un in Russia, like these cheesy, no pun intended, or perhaps pun intended, propaganda tactics that like are so divorced from reality that we as a country used to like mock. And here it is like actually working here. And the media is so complicit in it. Take a look at this video right here. This is in Iowa back in January, where Donald Trump basically pulled the same thing again. Let's just take a look at him doing this back then. Here, to play this clip. And then Donald Trump brought pizza after a speech in Fort Myers, and he took the pizza and he said to the people, hey, who wants to eat the pizza out of my mouth? This is from a few months back, but this is what he does. He brings the pizza, he eats it, he says, who wants to eat the pizza that I'm eating? The whole thing is gross. Here, play this clip. You know, and these are the types of propaganda stunts that they rely on. They don't have field offices. They don't have, you know, get out the vote efforts. They rely on the complicit corporate media and right-wing propaganda media. What's so interesting is as you have this trial taking place in Manhattan with the catch and kill schemes regarding the 2016 election and with the National Enquirer and Trump partnering with the National Enquirer to catch and kill stories. Right now, Donald Trump has a complicit media as well, corporate media, and he has the right-wing propaganda media funded with billions of dollars, Fox, Newsmax, all these things blasting out these images. Let's just talk about the other ones that we've exposed recently. His speech this week in Wisconsin, right? He called on stage a woman. Her name is Shayna Gray. She owns a vegan restaurant. Donald Trump called it a vegan restaurant. He doesn't know how to say vegan. This is what Donald Trump said in the speech. Shayna says her business is being brutalized by soaring costs of food. She's never seen anything like it. And right now she says things just aren't working. She was doing great 3.5 years ago. She was doing better than she ever did during the Trump years. She said that she was able to afford things. I wasn't worried about my future. I am now. She didn't have a restaurant during the Trump years. This is made up. The Urban Milwaukee looked at the business records. She opened up her restaurant for the first time in 2023. President Biden visited around that time to talk about entrepreneurship amongst Black women based on his policies. She didn't have a business like this, according to Urban Milwaukee, when Donald Trump was in office. Also, she had filed for bankruptcy 3 times in the past decade before opening up this business when Biden was in office. In the past decade, she declared bankruptcy 3 times, and she received her own prepaid food. She was on government assistance, and her whole speech with Trump was attacking migrants who she claimed came into a restaurant and bought vegan food, she claims, or as Trump says, vegan food, using government assistance. Like, the whole thing was BS. Remember, we also exposed the Chick-fil-A, where they had an African-American woman give Donald Trump a hug at the Chick-fil-A. Trump was really there to visit billionaires in Buckhead. He stopped at a Chick-fil-A. Michaela Montgomery, who was an intern for the Republican Party, she works for Charlie Kirk. She's a MAGA operative. She shows up there. She gives Donald Trump a hug. And all of the media is like, look, this must show that Black women like Donald Trump. That's what Donald Trump did at Chick-fil-A. All BS, all bogus. A few weeks back, Donald Trump said he was going to a bodega in Harlem. He claimed he got support in Harlem. Well, we exposed that just like we exposed all these things, like the Chick-fil-A. We showed that the New York Young Republicans were the ones who sponsored this event. You see photos of the New York Young Republicans. You see photos of them at this bodega event. They were there. They're the ones leading the chant. Donald Trump did this in the past 2 weeks as well, where he said he was with workers, a guy named Vish Burra, who the right-wing media said, look, here's a Black Trump supporter. Here's a union guy. Here's an American worker who's out there with Trump. There's other people there in the crowd as well who we identified. Wait a minute. That's a MAGA speechwriter. That's Paul Ingracia. That's Vish Burra. Vish Burra is not Black. Vish Burra identifies as an Indian American. And Vish Burra worked for George Santos. He appears on The Bannon Show. He's a MAGA operative. We talked about how Donald Trump went to a non-union shop in Michigan, gave people signs that said, union workers for Trump, pretended that the shop was a union shop. It's a non-union shop. Donald Trump then gave a speech recently in Michigan as well, claimed he spoke to the family of a young woman who was murdered. And Donald Trump claimed he spoke with the family and had all of these connections with them. And they were telling him about the daughter so that Donald Trump could launch into a xenophobic rant about immigrants. And then the family said, you never met with us. Do not use our daughter's name. You just made up that story and you lied. These events are happening over and over and over and over again. And they mirror, as I said, Libya, Saddam Hussein, now Iraq, Gaddafi. You know, this stuff is, this is like the Sacha Baron Cohen, the dictator. It's embarrassing. It's ridiculous. All this stuff is manufactured, and people need to stop falling for stale pizza and start focusing on actual issues. And I'll leave you with this right here, because this is where I also say legacy media is absolutely complicit in it. I just want you to take a look at these headlines right here. And this is how the New York Times reported on economic news today that was actually good economic news. The Guardian goes, U.S. adds 175,000 jobs in April in 40th straight month of gains as unemployment stays below 4% in the longest streak since 1953. The New York Times headline is, U.S. employers added 175,000 jobs in April a downshift in the pace of hiring. The unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%. Same facts, different headlines. And we've now learned, of course, that the New York Times, because they're upset that they're not getting the access they want to President Biden, their publisher has said, basically, go after Biden, attack Biden, and prop up Donald Trump. As Carl Quintanilla reported, with today's unemployment rate under 4%, the U.S. ties the record for the longest consecutive monthly streak set in the late 1960s. And as Morgan Stanley talked about, as they talked about, job gains remain strong. As of March, the three-month average of monthly net new jobs was 276,000 versus the six-month average of 246,000. We are preliminary, they're forecasting payrolls going up, and they're saying that things are going to be good. I mean, look, there are still issues that need to be addressed. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. You know, do things need to be done? Yes, but you have this whole media propping up stale pizza propaganda and then not reporting on the good facts. And so what we're building, the Midas Touch Network, just to show you these things so you can judge for yourself. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Thanks for watching.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.